a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're privileged to have leading us in prayer today, Reverend John Armstrong from the Ministerium here, Pier 4 Pier area of the Presbyterian Church, and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Ross Ackerman from the great city of Harrisburg.
Let us pray. God of heaven and earth, we give you thanks for this another glorious day. This assembly meets today to conduct matters of business for our state, business that affects many people. Guide the hearts and the minds of these senators in a spirit of fairness and compassion. As the members of this Senate go about completing their activities, we seek your wisdom in all that is done. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rave, Rush, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fifth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Corey Brown, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor of approval signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Motion carried. It is so adopted. We'll pause now and welcome you to a Tuesday that feels like a Monday in the South Dakota Senate. Welcome back, everybody, and safe travels. We understand that a number of people are watching over live stream and public broadcasting and listening, but also want to thank the people who are here in person for being with us in your state capitol, but specifically watching us in the Senate. We have a number of special guests, not that you all aren't, but we have from Yankton, the territorial capital of the Dakota Territory, until it was stolen to Bismarck by a couple of thieves who are dead, and I can talk that way. But we have Heidi Stevens Marsh, who is the co-publisher of the South Dakota Magazine. Heidi, great to have you here. Thanks. We'll be looking for the article on the South Dakota Senate, and, you know, thank you. Thanks. Doesn't seem like you're recording anything, but, yeah, I'm sure you are. Okay. We are privileged because of the leadership we have in the medical community for individuals to volunteer their time who are physicians. And obviously, there's been a lot of illnesses throughout the state. And not only do physicians take the time out of their schedule, but people backfill that. And we are really privileged to have Rob Allison. Dr. Allison's here from Pier. He's an internal medicine specialist with the Vera Medical Group here. Also has been very active in medical leadership over the years. American Medical Association member and is active member and the past president of our state medical association, and as important, and I would say actually more than that, is he's been an integral part along with Senator Brown and others in this body on the governor's primary care task force. So it's really already yielded some tremendous benefits. And Rob, it's great to have you here. Thank you for all your leadership. Dr. Allison. Senator Van Gerpen, are we ready yet for that or not? Are they okay? On behalf of Senator Van Gerpen, we have the Delmont Historical Society and their fire department and their city council and their community watch individuals. They actually won the National Association for the Town Watch National Award, the Community Watch. That's incredible. The water on your desk is from our friends in Delmont and also the Coogan. The water's to wash down that great Coogan. And then the music we were hearing through the afternoon, it was just fabulous. So Delmont, please stand so that we can be recognized. They're right behind us. The whole city. Thanks. What a fun community to be at, too. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the South Dakota Senate the former Speaker of the House, Val Rausch. Hey, Val! You come from the northeastern part of the state that melts the last. Is that right?
Northeast, raining all the way.
Raining all the way. Well, good to see you. Thank you, Speaker. Any other personal privileges? Okay. We're going to move around. We have one communication and petition. This is a unique one. As a result of our Constitution, at the beginning of each session, the governor has not done this until the first term we had, but he has a notice here and a communication about a reorganization order that he has filed. So please proceed. Communications from the governor.
The Honorable Matt Michael, South Dakota State Senate. Dear President Michaels and members of the Senate, I have the honor to herewith deliver to you Executive Reorganization Order 2015-01. This document has been filed with the Speaker of the House and the Secretary of State. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Thank you, ma'am. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 12 and 15 and recommends do pass. Senator Teason, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 18 and 58 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bills do pass, and also reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 31 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and also reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 30 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill be amended and that as so amended said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And finally, it has had under consideration Senate Bill 36 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill be amended and that so amended said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Curd.
Messages. The first unofficial message is we won't tell the public this, but it was Senator Buell O'Donnell's birthday yesterday, but don't let anybody know that, okay? Please proceed with other messages. Happy birthday! Thank you. It's one of my many features. Happy birthday. Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals, bills, and other legislative printing, and also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of securing chaplains for the 90th legislative session. Respectfully, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
A lot of what we're doing initially here is essentially housekeeping and just reporting what's going on in terms of communications from the House and the Senate. This next item is first reading of Senate bills. We're really beginning, and we only have, I think, one. And the Secretary is going to read that out loud because it's required under the Constitution to have that read. Before we had computers, that's how people kept track of not only what the bill title was, but to which committee the President Pro Tem assigned it, and then we'll read it. But we still have to comply with the Constitution. So Boots will go ahead and just read that title, and we'll go proceed with first reading.
Senate Bill Number 73, an act to improve public safety regarding juvenile justice.
President announces that the President Pro Tem assigns Senate Bill 73 for hearing in the Committee on State Affairs. Okay, we're on to our business of the day. This item of business is consent calendar. We have one bill on the consent calendar. The consent calendar is comprised of bills that came out of committee unamended and were unanimously agreed to and do pass. In other words, we agree with it. And there is no debate on this bill. Questions may be asked, but it's an efficiency mechanism. Any senator may pull it, though, and have a debate on the bill the following day. We have received no indication that anyone wanted to pull Senate Bill 35, so we will proceed with consent calendar, please.
Senate Bill number 35, an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes and rules related to the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Senate Bill 35, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 35. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly. Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley. Excused. Peters. Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Senate Bill 35, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on this title? Title's approved.
I just need the bill.
Okay, now we're on to our debate calendar. That's referred to as our second reading. Second reading, please.
Senate Bill 23. An act to revise certain provisions regarding the ownership and management of the South Dakota Art Museum.
Senate Bill 23, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Been 16 years since I've spoken on this Senate floor. It feels good to be back. Thank you, Mr. President. And I couldn't ask for 34 nicer people to serve with. Well, this is a good bill to start out the debate calendar with something I hope we can get a 35-0 vote, right? Or close to that. The genesis of this bill came in way back in the year 1900, and I won't go on too long, but way back in 1900, the General Federated Women's Club started in Deadwood with the idea of exposing South Dakotans, especially young South Dakotans, to art. And they amassed quite an impressive collection of artwork that they circulated in a traveling exhibit across the state. It was shown in schools and in libraries and places like that. That continued on into the 1960s, and then in 1970, a small museum opened on the SDSU, the Brookings campus, and they donated that fine collection to the university, to the South Dakota State University. That very same year, Harvey Dunn, the renowned artist, also gave a good share of his originals to SDSU. So all of a sudden, really quite an amazing museum sprung up in Brookings, South Dakota. That museum has continued, and at first the Federated Women's Club was very involved in the operation of the museum for a number of years. That gradually changed, but state statutes never changed. And all we're doing with this bill is really modernizing the statute to recognize that the Federated Women's Clubs, and they're still in existence, they fully support the bill, but that they are no longer in charge of the museum, and that it's really now a function of SDSU and the state. It's really about as simple as that. If we have some other museums on some of the other college campuses, it could be that at some point they may want to further specify their governance and their ownership, but this just affects that one museum on Brookings. If you haven't seen the museum, it's an amazing place, something we can all be proud of. With that, Mr. President, I would be happy to answer any questions, and I'll sit down.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Thank you very much. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 23. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager. Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley. Excused. Peters.
Aye.
Peterson. Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Senator Hanoff, you got your wish. It's only your seatmate that kind of let you down, but he didn't have any control, so that's excellent. Thank you very much. Senate Bill 23, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Hearing none, the title's approved. That's it. We're on to announcements. Senator Valley, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in 423 up here. We're going to have the Secretary of the Department of Transportation. So for those of you who have questions about transportation, he probably will not be going into any of the bills, obviously, but we'll give a background on why there are issues out there today and would encourage you to attend. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate local government tomorrow morning in room 412, 745, and we'll start working on bills. We have four of them to go over. Thank you.
Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health Committee tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, room 412. We've got a couple bills to go over, and we'll hear a report from the Department of Health.
Senator Monroe.
Hey, Mr. President. Good food later. Well, I used to call.
I'll do that one. Tonight we have the chiropractors event. Is that right?
Have at it, Mr. President.
I was just kind of guessing. Okay, good. And will you be there?
Food's better than these things they gave you, whatever they are.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Mr. President.
No, that's okay.
I'm trying to lighten things up a little bit. And then we have Taxation Committee, 10 o'clock tomorrow. Wednesday in 423. It'll be an exciting meeting.
Thank you. Senator Olson.
Catacombs Caucus tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the governor's large conference room.
Good.
It will only last till 7:30. See you there.
Kicking off. That's great. Senator Peters.
Good afternoon. We've got, just want to make sure everybody knows we've got education funding formula overview this afternoon immediately following session. So I'd highly encourage it. We'll have all the experts from Department of Ed and Department of Revenue upstairs. We also have some folks that are in town from out of state that are some of the contractors dealing with English as a second language and how they're dealing with the population that we've got in this state. So please come and listen to how we fund our education program. And then appropriations meets the rest of the week and we're dealing with education. So please come on by.
Reiterate that that's open to all of you. It doesn't matter how many years you've been here. I always learn something. So, any other announcements? Yes, Senator Rave.
Mr. President, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Two things. One, I would like to thank Senator Monroe and the chiropractors for the Bactivator. I've not had an opportunity to use it, but it does look fantastic. I thought I'd put a plug in for you since you kind of disparaged it a little bit there. And then Senate State Affairs tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Secretary of State Day, Senate State Affairs, 10 o'clock.
Very good. Okay. Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senator Monroe moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.